And now this is a dictation for Rose, R-O-S-E, Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, April 2338. Addresses a letter to Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, follow up for Mrs. Hubbard, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September. No hospital visits, morbid obesity, excuse me, hard of hearing, uses a cane, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. She takes care of herself despite her age. Son helps with driving. No recent falls. Follows cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. No chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. No use of oxygen. Review system negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight losartan, Lasix, metoprolol, Norvasc. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management. Present weight 187. Blood pressure 170/68 on the left side. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No ascites. 2-3 plus edema bilateral. Decreased hearing but normal speech. Non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry is high potassium 5.5. Normal sodium acid base. Normal calcium albumin, phosphorus at 4.8, which is the upper acceptable to this GFR. Creatinine 2.15, 22 GFR, appears stable over time. Iron saturation in the low side at 18. No ferritin available. Anemia has been around 8.9, receiving ERA-NESP. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Appears stable, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people GFR less than 15. Blood pressure in the office, systolic high of the elderly. Says to be compliant with medications. At home, she says around 140. We discuss about high potassium diet to minimize. No need for phosphorus binders. Anemia continue, ERA-NESP. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.